When we look to nature, we find that most solutions are just sitting there, waiting patiently for us to notice them. This philosophy has existed for thousands of years, expounded by sages, practiced by house cats. So what do they know instinctively? In a recent study observing the relationship between afternoon napping and cognitive function, those who napped were associated with better mental acuity, language function, memory recall, and balance. They also displayed healthier triglyceride levels than their non-napping counterparts. The study was conducted by the Department of Geriatric Psychiatry at the Shanghai Mental Health Center in China, and afternoon napping was defined as at least 5 consecutive minutes of inactivity after lunch and outside of the general sleep cycle. Keep in mind that this study is based on an elderly Chinese population, so if you don't quite fit the demographic, you can adjust your expectations accordingly. I expect some of the fundamental observations will still apply. As we age, we experience changes in our sleep patterns. Disturbed and interrupted nighttime sleep has been associated with an increased risk of mental decline and dementia. In many cultures, adults of all ages are embracing the nap with beneficial results. Many trials have shown that an afternoon nap especially seems to hold a golden egg of restorative power. It's thought that our bodies appreciate the reset that a brief nap somewhere between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. can provide. On that note, there are other studies indicating an increased risk of dementia or cognitive decline associated with excessive daytime sleep. So the question becomes, who should be napping and for how long? It would appear that those who are getting a good night's sleep, at least 8 hours, can have less favorable outcomes with afternoon napping, while those having a restless and generally unfulfilling nighttime sleep seem much improved by consistent afternoon napping. Essentially, the afternoon nap is associated with higher cognitive function and can benefit our mental state long term. But keep in mind, if you are one of those people who sleep long and log-like on a regular basis, naps exceeding 30 minutes in the afternoon might be overdoing it. Lifestyle contributes to our mental function, and a healthier body can improve our cognitive zen. Naturopathic medicine treats the person as a whole, a powerful and complex being with many dimensions and layers. A naturopathic doctor might recommend dietary additions such as fermented foods, herbs, or probiotics that give our systems a break and can help create a more consistent sleep cycle. Our bodies need to be reset and recharged, and they'd like it done in a timely fashion. If we don't get what we need, we get sluggish and the gears won't turn. Consider yourself to be so much more than skin, glands, and electricity. And listen to what this glorious composition is trying to tell you. If you can do that, you're already on your way to becoming a cognitive Zen master.